Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 12, 1805. Most hands work on canoes. Captain Lewis writes today about seeing what he called a crested kingfisher, now known as the belted kingfisher and regularly seen on small streams or ponds of clear water where they dive for small fish. He also complains about the mosquitoes being troublesome and the black gnats, which do not sting but attack the eyes in swarms. Captain Clark writes about the day.
A fair windy morning, wind from the southwest. All hands at work at daylight, some at the canoes and others drying meat for our voyage. Dispatched W. Bratton to the lower camp for two axes, which are necessary to carry on our work at this place. And Sergeant Pryor's shoulder was put out of place yesterday, carrying meat, and is painful today. Wind hard all day. Dispatched two hunters. They returned in the evening with three deer and two otters. Four men arrived from the lower camp by land to assist at this place in building canoes. Mosquitoes and gnats very troublesome all day. A few wild pigeons about our camp. Captain William Clark, July 12, 1805.
The lower camp should not be confused with the now-abandoned Portage Camp, which was the lower camp during the portage around the Great Falls. The lower camp is now what was the upper camp at the White Bear Islands. The wild pigeons that Clark referred to were passenger pigeons, eventually hunted to extinction for sport and food. They were so plentiful in the early 19th century that flocks could darken the sky as they passed over. Tomorrow, anxious to move on.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.